today on Annenberg Radio News.
Better neighborhoods, same neighbors, plus some nice new ones.
USC is expanding. We'll look at what it means for businesses and the community. Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, November 27th. I'm Victoria Sanchez. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles today announced it will take part in an action for immigration reform, called by the California Catholic Conference of Bishops, Bishop Oscar Solis.
We cannot simply ignore the millions of immigrants living and working in the United States without proper documentation because of a broken immigration system.
The L.A. Archdiocese will hold its 76th annual procession on Sunday, December 2nd, in East Los Angeles. Concerned parents, students, and teachers are calling for reform of the Los Angeles Unified School Budget. LAUSD School Board President Monica Garcia filed a motion that, if passed, would protect federal money earmarked for needy schools. Reporter Christina Hu joins us live from school headquarters downtown. Christina.
The money in question, about 50 people came out here, parents, children, community leaders. They're here to support a motion that'll help low-performing schools. The money in question is for the Quality Education Investment Act, or QEIA. The fund provides $3 billion over 7 years to nearly 500 low-performing schools in California. The LAUSD's budget for the 07-08 school year wants to use some of those funds to offset costs of what's called renorming. Renorming is when schools cut back on teachers if student enrollment drops mid-year. The budget anticipates an $18 million savings through renorming. The supporters of the motion don't think it'll save money. I spoke to Ignacio Garcia of the People Organized for the West Side Renewal, and he predicts that many teachers will be let go through the mid-year reform. After compensation packages for teachers, renorming won't save a lot of money. Garcia also says renorming will cause unintended disruptions to students. If the school board passes the motion, there will be no renorming, and nearly all the QEIA money will be controlled by the school. Live from downtown, Christina Hu, Annenberg Radio News.
Members of the Service Employees International Union launched a campaign today to support the writer's strike. Ellie Wong reports.
Janitors, nurses, security guards, and other members of the SEIU joined in support of the writer's strike today with a mobile billboard that gives a message.
United we stand, divided we fall.
The billboard will cruise past major studios on Sunset Boulevard for the next month. Two other stationary billboards are on display in Culver City. Ursula Epps is a registered nurse and SEIU member.
As unions, we know that we have to stick together. We feel that if they can break this union, then other companies are going to think that they can break us, break all of the unions, so we have to be out here to support them.
Aaron Solomon, a Writers Guild member, says he's surprised at the outpouring of support.
The janitors, the teachers, the pipe fitters, the steel workers, it became clear not just to us, but I think to everybody who's following the news that this is really a collective struggle, that this is about everybody getting the rights that they deserve.
The struggle is not over yet, as the strike enters its fourth week. Negotiation talks that resumed yesterday are still underway. Ellie Wong, Annenberg Radio News.
Civil rights leaders gathered today alongside a stretch of the 10 freeway known as the Rosa Parks Freeway. They're asking for the civil rights matriarch to be remembered once again. Sam Farber reports.
Black civil rights activists want the Los Angeles City Council to make a statement for human rights.
What better way to say no to hate violence? What better way to say yes to tolerance and diversity than to declare a Rosa Parks Human Rights Day in the city of L.A.?
Earl Afari Hutchinson and other community leaders called on the city council to make that declaration for December 1st. That will be the 52nd anniversary of Rosa Parks' refusal to leave her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. 52 years wouldn't appear to call for extra commemoration, but Hutchinson says the timing is actually perfect. He points to recent events, such as Gina 6 and the arrest of Latino gang members for attacks on blacks in South Los Angeles.
We could slip back into a climate again of not only intolerance, but also out-and-out violence and hatred.
Los Angeles County Supervisor Yvonne Burke plans to make a similar motion at the county board meeting, but Hutchinson still wants the city of Los Angeles to make its own declaration. Sam Farber, Annenberg Radio News.
A red flag warning will be in effect until tomorrow night for the mountain and coastal areas. Tonight will be in the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 79. And Thursday should have sunny skies but cooler temperatures around 73 degrees. Later on Annenberg Radio News, more of the immigration debate and what the Catholic Church has to say about it. Property owned by USC along Hoover Street will become part of the Figueroa Business District at the beginning of the year. Amanda Becker reports on how the rapidly expanding University Park campus is changing the surrounding community.
10 years ago, this busy intersection on the corner of Jefferson and Figueroa was deserted. Abandoned buildings and vacant facades lined Figueroa Street instead of fast food restaurants, banks, and gas stations. And Rena Letty of the Figueroa Corridor Partnership says setting up shop in the neighborhood north of USC's campus was just too risky for many business owners.
A lot of the properties were vacant. Several of the major institutions, the Natural History Museum and the Orthopedic Hospital, for example, were considering moving out of the district. The Felix Chevrolet dealer was being told by its national subsidiary that it needed to leave the district. There was a lot of crime, fires, all kinds of stuff was going on.
So the struggling businesses banded together and formed a designated district where additional property taxes pay for security patrols and marketing services. And on January 1st, the district will expand to include parcels of land along Hoover Street between Jefferson and the 10 freeway.
The Hoover Street properties really had expressed an interest being part of the district because they saw the good work that was happening. The main property owner is USC, and then there's other smaller property owners along that. There's about 41 property owners in total.
USC's expansion may be good for business, but David Robinson of Strategic Action for a Just Economy says that as the university encroaches into the surrounding community, low-income residents are often displaced.
USC has said publicly that they would be expanding the bounds of the campus. They would be creating some new on-campus student housing, and they would also be seeking to create or to see created more privately owned student housing. We've had entire blocks or almost entire blocks flip from long-time low-income, you know, working class and working poor residents. Flip in the space of 2 or 3 years to almost entirely students.
A monthly planning commission met last school year to discuss USC's 10-year master expansion plan. But Robinson says the university needs to incorporate feedback from community organizations before a decision is reached.
One thing that we found gave us pause last spring was we brought this housing issue to the attention of USC, the degree of displacement that had occurred, and when there was an interim report back, it really didn't seem to include a lot of the testimony that people had provided.
USC students like Teresa Chang think students should have a voice as well. Chang planned a campus event that drew attention to expansion issues that will affect low-income tenants and students.
And especially with a plan that's going to affect the community, both students and non-students for like the next 20 years, I thought it was really important that this become a more democratic process.
University representatives did not return calls to say when a final version of the master plan would be reached. Amanda Becker, Annenberg Radio News.
Now back to our top story. The Los Angeles Archdiocese is embracing a statewide call for immigration reform. Sandra Altamirano reports on why Catholic leaders plan to dedicate the annual Guadalupe procession to helping immigrants.
The theme of this year's annual Guadalupe procession is A Mother Without Borders, Bringing Down Walls of Injustice. Bishop Oscar Solis.
As Catholic bishops, we acknowledge the right and the necessity of our country to maintain our borders and enforce our laws. However, our government must respect human rights and dignity and minimize the separation of families.
The announcement came this morning at Resurrection Church in Boyle Heights, where members of the Catholic community gathered to send a message of change concerning immigration reform. Pastors throughout Southern California say the church wants Congress to work constructively toward just and humane immigration policies.
our role, I think, as people of faith is to make sure that a just immigration reform is on the radar screen at all times, and every effect, either through prayer or action, is done in order to keep this on the screen, that we have not gone away.
Churches, their speciality is moral ground, our faith. And we deal with moral issues, so it's not only looking at it as a political issue, but also an issue of morality, and that is respect for the dignity of every human person.
Much of their concern has to do with the separation of families through raids and deportation. But John Vinson of Americans for Immigration Control says the church should not interfere.
I don't think it's proper for the church to take a position that basically undermines our rule of law. That leads us to anarchy, and I don't think that any kind of Christian system would function well under that.
USC religion professor Father James Heft says the American Catholic Church has always been a church of immigrants.
Many, many hundreds of thousands, millions came to this country in the 19th century. And being immigrants in what at least initially was a foreign land leaves a deep impression that there should be something that you should do for those who do not have security on basic human levels.
Church leaders hope their call to action will encourage politicians to pave the way to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Sandra Altamirano, Annenberg Radio News.
Immigration has already been a hot topic in the presidential race. Clara Razabal is an assistant professor at the USC School of Policy, Planning, and Development. She says reform efforts are necessary to help immigrants get legal status and become more productive citizens.
We have to realize that if people work hard and are respectful of the rights of others, etc., those should be grounds for recognitions for belonging into any particular society, in this case, the American one.
And what effect does the Catholic Church have on immigration?
So the Catholic Church, together with other religious organizations, have been working together in support for immigrant rights, created this coalition that have promoted or fought for immigration reform, but also have done very specific things, such as providing sanctuaries for some immigrants in some of their churches, synagogues, and religious buildings.
Are there venues for immigrants to speak out?
Yes, definitely. They can access city services, you know, medical services, police services, without their immigrant status being checked. So they shouldn't have to be worried or fearful about that if they have to denounce, for example, crimes or access some medical services or educational services that are available to them independently of their immigrant condition. So they have to realize what is available for them and tap into those resources.
Some cities are giving immigrants driver's licenses for the ability to drive and for identification. Do you think that would be beneficial to have that in LA?
Well, driver's license is only one example of what cities are doing. It is important, again, to have other venues to recognize the contribution and the existence altogether of immigrants among us. Driver's license would be one way of doing that, that would support not only the livelihood of these people, but that would make our roads safer for everybody else, too.
In the midst of these primaries for the presidential candidates, how important is addressing immigration going to be for the candidates?
They cannot avoid that. It has become a very prominent, if not altogether central, topic in the debate, in the campaign for the electoral, you know, position for president of the state. So we'll see more of that in the days and months to come.
Now we check in with ATVN's Ashley Chang.
Well, we caught up today with a man who lost his home in the Malibu fire. We also talked to some writers of the members of the Writers Guild who are using videos like YouTube to share their cause.
All right, Ashley, we'll be watching out for that on ATVN.
All right, thanks.
Now that wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Victoria Sanchez. Remember, you can listen anytime on the web by clicking on our website. We hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any tips for us, go ahead and email us at ascradio@usc.edu. Thanks very much.